I came to college with few resources, but one of them was an understanding, however crude, of how I might use my opportunities there. This I began to develop because of my father, who had never been to college. In fact, he'd barely gotten out of high school. One night, after dinner, he and I were sitting in our kitchen at 58 Cluley Road in Medford, Massachusetts, hatching plans about the rest of my life. I was about to go off to college, a feat no one in my family had accomplished in living memory. "I think I might want to be pre-law," I told my father. I had no idea what being pre-law was. My father compressed his brow and blew twin streams of smoke, dragon-like, from his magnificent nose. "Do you want to be a lawyer?" he asked. My father had some experience with lawyers and with policemen, too. He was not well disposed toward either. "I'm not really sure," I told him. "But lawyers make pretty good money, right?" My father detonated. That was not uncommon. My father detonated a lot. He told me that I was going to go to college only once, and that while I was there, I had better study what I wanted. He said that when rich kids went to school, they majored in the subjects that interested them, and that my younger brother Philip and I were as good as any rich kids. We were rich kids, minus the money. Wasn't I interested in literature? I confessed that I was. Then I had better study literature, unless I had inside information to the effect that reincarnation wasn't just hype, and I'd be able to attend college 30 or 40 times. If I had such info, pre-law would be fine. Otherwise, I better get to work and pick out some English classes from the course catalog.